Ray Coppinger and other dog experts who reject the adoption hypothesis, the challenge has been to find an alternative. How else might the journey from wolf to sled dog and all the other diverse forms dogs take have begun? It was only when he started thinking about what was in it for the wolves that Coppinger came up with an answer. Now he's convinced wolves chose domestication. And they did so because of the easy pickings in a Stone Age equivalent of this Tijuana dump. In a dump, an animal that's a little tamer, a little less likely to get scared off by people, has a better chance of finding food and surviving. It's true today, and Coppinger argues it would have been just as true a long time ago. Imagine 14,000 years ago, when people first get the idea of living in a village. They settle down, they build permanent houses, and around those permanent houses, all the waste products of their economies build up. You've got waste food. You've got waste materials of all kinds. Now, there's a whole set of animals that move in on that. We know them now. We've got house mice. We've got cockroaches. We've got pigeons. We've got all kinds of animals that are living off the human waste. One of them is the wolf. The wolf moves into that kind of a setting, that new niche, that new foraging area. And it's great. You don't have to chase anything. You don't have to kill anything. You just wait. People dump it in front of you.